Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Kenny.
And today we're going to look at an article about the room escape. So, have you ever been to an escape room?
大家知道什么是 escape room 吗？
Escape room 就是密室逃脱。
我也有玩过一次哦，非常的刺激，而且很好玩哦。而且 I'm very smart, 我是团队中的金头脑，所以我可以很快速的解决所有的clues.
Okay, so you're very good at solving puzzles
yes.
then. Okay, so next time if I go to an escape room, I'm putting you on my team.
Okay.
Alright, so today's article, we're going to look at the room escape with Leo, Gina, and Frank. Now, will they be able to escape? Will they need Kenny's help? I'm not sure, but let's find out and read our conversation for today.
我们来看一下 Leo 他们可以解决所有的问题而逃出密室吗？
How do we get out of here?
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go! Leo, Gina, and Frank go into the room escape room.
We have 1 hour to get out of this room. Everyone, look for clues.
It's so dark.
I see a big box.
But I can't open it. We need 5 letters.
There are 5 small stones around the corner.Let's take a look at them.
I can feel some letters on the bottoms. Are those the key to the big box?
Yeah, and the order is the clue on the wall.
Each stone has a letter on the bottom.
Read out the letters in the right order.
E-G-Y-P-T.
It works. We can open the big box now.
Box. Box. Tom keeps some old books in the box. Tom keeps some old books in the box. Around. Around. There are beautiful trees around the park. There are beautiful trees around the park.Bottom, bottom. There are still a few drops of water at the bottom of my cup. There are still a few drops of water at the bottom of my cup. Wall, wall. Jason hung a photo of his grandmother on the wall. Jason hung a photo of his grandmother on the wall.
Okay, so our conversation first starts with a scenario, and this is what we see. We see Leo, Gina, and Frank. They go into the room, escape room.
在今天的文章中呢，我们要看到 Leo, Gina, and Frank 他们三个人要去玩密室逃脱。
Escape 是动词，逃脱的意思。
所以文章中的 the room escape 就是所谓的密室逃脱。现在啊，他们三个人已经进入密室了。Let's see what happens to them.
All right, so we start off with Leo. He says, "We have 1 hour to get out of this room. Everyone look for clues." So they have 1 hour to get out of something. When you want to get out of, this phrase means to leave somewhere. So they have to leave this room within an hour. So I don't want to be caught in the middle. I also want to get out of this mess. So you can say it like that, okay? Or you can say the haunted house is very scary. I want to get out of here. So you want to leave the house or you want to leave that kind of situation.
这里我们要看到一个片语叫做 get out of, 离开某个地方。of 的后面呢是加名词，表示离开那个地方。比如每次我回到家，我弟弟啊就会霸占我的电脑在我的房间内，所以啊我就会跟他很微笑的说 Can you please get out of my room? 可以请你出去吗？所以在文章中啊 Leo 说我们有一个小时的时间可以走出这个密室哦。
Alright, so they say that one of the rules of these escape rooms is that you need to look for clues. So we saw that clues, this word clues, C-L-U-E, if you want to make it plural, clues, we add an S, it means a hint. It doesn't tell you the whole answer of something, but it gives you little pieces of information to help you figure it out.
要走出这个密室，其中一个规则就是要找线索。Clues 这个字就是线索，它是一个名词，复数的时候呢，直接在后面加 s 就可以了。假如你喜欢看福尔摩斯或一些推理片的话，那你应该很熟悉这个字哦，因为啊，侦探都要靠这些 clues or hints， 也就是线索，才能找出真正的凶手。
You need clues to find out who the murderer is.
所以我们知道 Leo 他们需要不止一个线索才能顺利的离开这个密室。Can they find all the clues?
I hope so, or else they're going to be stuck in there. All right, so what does Frank say? He says, they go into the room, right? And Frank says, it's so dark.
Wow.
They can't see.
Frank 就说啊，这里好暗哦。Maybe the room is like a haunted house.
Yeah, I think I would be scared too to go into a dark room all by myself, kind of. I don't know what's going on. I'm afraid there might be ghosts or something. But
yes.
Anyway, let's see what happens next. Gina says, I see a big box, but I can't open it. We need 5 letters.
Wow.、Mm-hmm. Gina 说啊，我看到了一个大箱子。但是我打不开耶，我们需要5个字母。They need the password.
Yeah, they might need a key or they might need a password、
yes.
to open the box. Now, box here is our word pair word. It's spelled B-O-X, box. A box is used as a noun here and it is a container for putting things in. It's usually like a square. It's very stiff with 4 straight sides. So for example, we can look at our word pair word sentence. It says, Tom keeps some old books in the box. Tom keeps some old books in the box.
好，我们看到这个字 box, 它是名词，是箱子的意思。Tom keeps some old books in the box.Tom keeps some old books in a box, 也就是说 Tom 将一些旧书啊保存在这个箱子里。
Mm-hmm. All right, so we put our stuff into boxes when we move houses. So think about it. If you move to a new house or something, you put your things in a box. Now we can also say, Mom, wrap the Christmas presents into that box. So remember, box is just a square thing that we use to put things inside. Okay, have you ever heard of this? Think outside of the box. Have you heard of this phrase before?
No.
Well, it means to try to be as creative as you can, and you can try to come up with new ideas, okay? Because a lot of times people say this because sometimes when we have a problem, we try to find the easiest solution, or we try to find, you know, something to fix it. But when you think outside the box, it means you try to find more creative ways, or maybe you try to find new modern ways to solve that problem. So a great example would be Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs thought outside of the box. And what did he do? He created the iPhone.
Wow. 今天呢 Tiffany 呢教了我们一个新的片语，有关 box 的片语，就是 think outside the box. Think outside of the box.跳脱框架去思考 ，think 是想的意思 ，outside 是外面的意思。所以呢，在箱子外面思考，也就是跳脱框架去思考，多一点的创意啊，跟一些新的点子。就像苹果创办人贾伯斯，就是有源源不绝的创意而创造了。我们的 iPhone.
Mm-hmm. And thanks to him, we're all using it right now. All right, so let's go back and take a look at the four friends and see what they're trying to do. So Leo says, there are five small stones around the corner. Let's take a look at them. So stones are basically things like rocks.
接着啊 ,Leo 就说在角落附近有五个小石头。诶我们来瞧一瞧。Stone 就是石头的意思。
Mm-hmm. They need to look around there too. So around is our word power word. It's spelled A-R-O-U-N-D, around. Around is a preposition and it means on every side of. So for example, we can say, there are beautiful trees around the park. There are beautiful trees around the park.
来我们看到这个单字 around, 它是个介系词就是在周围的意思。There are beautiful trees around the park. 公园的周围啊，有些美丽的树木。如果啊，你常常去逛夜市或是去看演唱会，你会说 There are so many people around me. 整个现场肯定是人山人海啊。
I agree as well. There's too many people around me. I don't really like it. Or, if you like gardens and you go to a garden, you can say there are many flowers around me. So it means that there's flowers in front of you, behind you, on the side. They're everywhere. All right, so let's continue reading. So Frank then says, I can feel some letters on the bottoms. Okay, he feels something on the bottom of the box. Are those the key to the big box? Let's take a look.
他们看了看石头后啊 ,Frank 就说我觉得在石头的底部有几个字母，他们是打开大箱子的线索吗？ Can they open the box?
I'm not so sure yet, but let's take a look at our word power word bottom first. It's spelled B-O-T-T-O-M, bottom. Bottom here is a noun and it means the lowest surface of an object on the inside or outside. So, for example, if you have a cup, the bottom is here. Okay, it can be on the outside of the cup or inside of the cup as well.Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, there are still a few drops of water at the bottom of my cup. There are still a few drops of water at the bottom of my cup.
好，接着我们看到 bottom 这个字，它是个名词，是底部的意思。There are still a few drops of water at the bottom of my cup. 我的杯子底部啊，仍有几滴水。那有底部，那就有顶部咯。所以 bottom 的相反就是 top.每当啊，我们要申请东西或第一次去看病的时候，是不是都要填表格呢？这时对方就会说 ，Please fill out the form and sign your name at the bottom. 请帮我填写一下表格，并且在表格的下方签名。所以我们就知道要说 at the bottom. 那相反的 top， 我们就得说 on the top.比如说 ,there is a nest on the top of the tree. 在树上啊有一个鸟巢。
Alright, so are those the key to the big box? We're not so sure yet, but before we read more and before we find out, let's take a look at our magic box for today.
Magic box! 找亮点。
Oh my god, 我的老天鹅啊，德军又在轰炸了，不知道村子里的居民们还好吗？ Are they okay? 我必须去帮助他们。但是呢，在帮助他们之前，必须要帮你们复习一下咯。 Be 动词的疑问句要怎么使用？ Huh? Who are you? 你是谁？我就是戴安娜，最美丽的亚马逊女战士，为了维护世界和平而战，战场上的一朵花就是我沈丽女超人。 Be 动词是什么东西？学到现在相信呢，大家都有一点概念了。今天呢，就要来帮大家做个总整理咯。第一人称单数 I， 我们呢就使用 am am 这个 be 动词。第二人称 you， 或者是呢我们所有复数的，例如呢 we 我们， they 他们，我们呢就使用 are。 第三人称单数呢 he she it， 或者是比方说我的好朋友 Wayne， 这些人呢我们都是使用 is， is 就是我们第三人称单数所搭配的 be 动词。相信呢这些大家都会了，那么呢就马上来接受沈丽女超人的考验吧。考考你 be 动词该怎么造问句呢？没有错，我们问句的句型啊，就是必须要倒装啦。所谓倒装呢，就是我们要把直述句倒过来咯。例如呢，我说直述句怎么讲？ I am beautiful， I am beautiful， 我好美丽啊。这个呢是一个直述句哦。我们 be 动词呢是放在主词 I 后面， I am。当我们要把这句话改成问句的时候呢，我们就把 be 动词移到句首咯。 Am I beautiful? Am I beautiful? 我美吗？哎呦，不用问也知道，我是沈丽女超人耶，超美的啦。好，再举个例子好了，比方说呢，我的朋友 Wayne 呢，他是一个商人哦。 He is a businessman。OK， 这个是一个直述句哦，他是商人。那你现在要问他是商人吗？我们变成疑问句该怎么变呢？给你三秒钟时间思考咯。三二一，没有错，我们就把 be 动词移到句首倒装。Is he 后面呢一样了，整个句子呢它就变成了 Is he a businessman? Is he a businessman?诶，说到这边呢，大家应该都知道怎么使用 be 动词来造直述句跟疑问句了吧？那我们呢就要来考大家要怎么回答咯。肯定的话呢，我们就用 Yes, he is a businessman. OK, 或者是呢，你也可以简答为 Yes, he is. 是的，他是一个商人。那么否定呢，就换你们来试试看咯。我们一样给你三秒钟，三、二、一。没有错，当我们说否定的时候，相对于 yes 我们就要使用 no。 No, he is not a businessman， 我们在 be 动词后面加上 not， 或者是呢一样可以简答，我们就直接说 No, he isn't， 他不是一个商人咯。好，看来呢这个 be 动词非常简单，你们都学会了，我现在要去放心的拯救村子里的村民啦。
Alright, so we learned how to use the be verb as a question. Now they said, are those the key to the box? Well, you can use the key to plus a noun, to show something. For example, a man who knows how to cook is the key to a woman's heart. Okay, so this is kind of saying that because a man knows how to cook or because someone knows how to cook, this makes the woman feel very in love with him. So this is the key to something. Or you can say the key to success is to always work hard and to always do your best.
Key 呢是钥匙，关键的意思。课文中的用法是关键的意思。
All right, so let's continue reading. Gina then says, yeah.And the order is the clue on the wall. So yes, they did figure out that the stones actually, are the key to opening the box. So she says the clues or the orders of the clue is on the wall.
这时啊 ,Gina 还发现了字母的顺序啊就是墙上的线索。
Gina has great eyesight.
Yeah, she has very good eyesight. All right, so what did she see? She saw something on the wall. The wall, wall is our word, pair word. It's spelled W-A-L-L, wall. Wall is a noun and it means the upright side of a room inside of a building. So if you're inside of the building, the walls are the places around you. Okay, we can use it in a sentence like this. Jason hung a photo of his grandmother on the wall. Jason hung a photo of his grandmother on the wall.
我们看到这个字 wall 就是墙壁的意思。Jason hung a photo of his grandmother on the wall. Jason 在墙上挂上了一幅他祖母的相片。
Right, and you can also hang posters of your favorite singers or favorite bands on the wall. Now we can say there is a fly on the wall, okay? It can literally mean there's an annoying insect on the wall, but you can be a fly on the wall as well, okay? Why do you want to be a fly on the wall? Because this phrase here is really fun. It means that you want to see and you want to hear what goes on andBut you don't want other people to notice you. You don't want them to see that you're around. So you might now say you might not say anything or draw attention to yourself. And you just want to be a fly on the wall. You just want to be there and not have anyone pay attention to you. So let's say you're at a very, very, exciting party and it's very loud and stuff, but you don't really know anyone or something like that. So you can say, I would rather be a fly on the wall than talk to people at the party. All right, so let's continue reading.
你们知道吗？中国历史上最伟大的建筑物之一就是万里长城，英文呢就是 The Great Wall of China。还有啊，你们有没有去过德国旅游呢？如果有的话，那你们应该有看到一个历史产物，叫做Berlin Wall, 柏林围墙。
That's right.
那你们一定会去那边拍个照吧，因为 Berlin Wall 上面都有很多漂亮的艺术家在喷漆哦。这里呢，我们今天也要教大家一个有关 wall 的片语。A fly on the wall. Fly 是苍蝇的意思，在墙上的一只苍蝇，是不是很不起眼呢？意思就是说，在聚会中，他的焦点想要转移到别人的身上，让自己成为一个旁观者。
All right, so do they actually find any clues yet? Well, Leo says each stone has a letter on the bottom. So they pick up the stone, they see that there's a letter on the bottom of the stone.
这时候Leo 就说，每个石头下面都有一个字母诶。
Gina then says, read out the letters in the right order. So in the correct order is what she means.
Gina 也接着说，那我们就照着顺序把它念出来吧。Maybe it's a word.
Yeah, maybe it spells a word. So Leo starts to read the letters and he says, E-G-Y-P-T. I wonder what that spells.
Wow, Leo 就念出来咯。E-G-Y-P-T. 有同学知道这是什么单字吗？答对了，那就是埃及的英文 Egypt.
Egypt, that's right. And then Gina says, it worked. We can open the big box now. So when something works, it means that you can or are able to use something. So you find a solution to that problem. So let's say my phone is broken. It doesn't work anymore. I can't use it anymore. Or you can say, I fixed the machine and now it works.
Gina 就说我们成功了，我们把大箱子打开了。Work 在这边是当动词的意思，它的三态就是 work, worked, worked。在这边呢，我们就表示这个东西起作用了，可以用什么东西了。假如你的电脑坏了，开不了，你就可以说 My computer didn't work. After you fix it, now it works. 在你修好之后，它就可以用了。所以文章中的 it worked 就是表示密码正确，我们打开箱子了。
All right, so luckily they were able to find the clues and to open the big box. Now, that's all the time that we have for today. We still don't know if they really made it out of the escape room, but that means you have to watch day two. So stick around, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back for our review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so today let's fill in the blanks. And what we will do is, I'm going to give you guys a sentence and you guys have to guess what the word power word is. Are you ready?
Yes.
Alright, so James wanted to hang a picture on the blank of his bedroom.
James 想要挂一个照片在他的
Where?
Wall.
Yeah.
答对了，是 wall.
Very good. All right. So next one, we're moving to a new house, so we put all of our things into a blank.
我们要搬家，所以我们要把东西都放进去。Boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 答对了。
All right, so next one. Is there anyone blank that can help me? Is there anyone blank that can help me?
旁边有人可以帮我吗？要用哪个字呢？ Around.
Good. All right, and the next one, the very last one is she found her socks at the blank of the basket.
她在找她的袜子，但是她的袜子在哪边？在
洗衣篮。
Bottom, 底部。
That's right. All right, so do you guys get all the answers correct? If you did, great job. And don't forget to stick to day 2 to see if these people escaped, if the friends escaped. But that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
How do we get out of here?
Leo, Gina, and Frank go into the room escape room.
We have 1 hour to get out of this room. Everyone, look for clues.
It's so dark.
I see a big box, but I can't open it. We need 5 letters.
There are 5 small stones around the corner. Let's take a look at them.
I can feel some letters on the bottom. Are those the key to the big box?
Yeah.And the order is the clue on the wall.
Each stone has a letter on the bottom.
Read out the letters in the right order.
E, G, Y, P, T.
It worked. We can open the big box now. Box. Box. Tom keeps some old books in the box. Tom keeps some old books in the box. Around, around. There are beautiful trees around the park. There are beautiful trees around the park. Bottom, bottom.There are still a few drops of water at the bottom of my cup. There are still a few drops of water at the bottom of my cup. Wall, wall. Jason hung a photo of his grandmother on the wall.Jason hung a photo of his grandmother on the wall.